Mm-hmm. Caused a whole lot though.
You ever eat any lamb or anything like that?
Eat it one time in my life.
Really?
About 15 years ago, and I didn't particularly enjoy it because I never eaten it since.
I think I've had some veal cutlets, and that's about it.
Yeah, veal cutlets pretty good.
Yeah. What are some of the different kinds of, if you went to the store to buy chicken, what are different kinds of chicken you could buy?
Well, now you can buy the thighs separate, the drumsticks, the breast, the pulley bone, mm-hmm. the necks, the gizzards. But we always buy the breast that's been deboned and cut it up in little small pieces, about twice as big, about as big as a silver dollar, and fry and eat it that way. That's where we buy it all the time.
What about, are there different names for the whole chickens you can buy?
Yeah, you can buy all those different ones there. They got it all cut up. Most of all that is, of course, you can buy one whole chicken. Some people still like to cut it up, but we don't ever cut up a chicken no more. Except for chicken salad, we buy one, you know, and then boil it.
Is there a difference between like a fryer and a broiler? Have you ever heard those names applied to chicken?
Yeah, the fryer, they tell me the one that you're frying, the other one's the one that you, or a hen that you bake it. Mm-hmm. It'd be too tough to fry, I understand.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually eat for breakfast?
Well, I like bacon and sausage and eggs and toast.
What kind of sausage can you get around here?
Well, most of it, but just regular little patty sausage and link sausage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One favorite of mine there is the Egg McMuffin that McDonald's started. We fix it here. Mm-hmm. You use Canadian bacon, you use a scrambled egg, you use the English muffin, and you use Canadian bacon. Mm-hmm. And you use jam on it.
Not very well.
All in the same, and it's just absolutely delicious.
I never had one. I got away from eating breakfast when I went to college. I had to get up 30 minutes earlier.
That's why my daughter started eating at Auburn, and she come home and told us to try and got us to buy the stuff, and I really love it.
Let's see. Have you ever, there's a kind of sandwich that they serve a lot, especially in other parts of the country, and you have three or four different kinds of meat and different kinds of cheeses, a big sandwich like that.
Yeah.
You ever eat those around here?
Yeah, we had them last night.
What do y'all usually call them?
We use, it's a, I don't remember the name of it, but you put, use rye bread, mayonnaise, and mustard, and pastrami, corned beef, salami, and sometimes they put sauerkraut on it.
You usually call them poor boy sandwiches?
Well, poor boy, either a kosher sandwich or something, I don't know, they call them different things. Mm-hmm.
And what would you usually say if you had that for supper? What did you drink with it last night?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola? Mm-hmm. If you went into this to order something, a soft drink or something like that, would you always call it Coca-Cola or whether it was Coca-Cola or not?
No, I'd tell them if I wanted a Coke, or a Dr. Pepper, or a 7-Up. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Anything else you might drink with a poor boy sandwich, anything like that?
Well, my son drinks milk.
He's milk?
Mm-hmm. He drinks about a half a gallon a day.
Let's see, I drink a lot of milk, too. I never started drinking milk either until I was up in age.
I'm trying to lose a lot of weight. So I don't drink milk no more. It's got more calories than anything you can drink.
Really?
Boy, it's full of it.
Hmm. Yeah, if you're trying to lose weight, the next question, then I'll be bad. What are some of the different kinds of things you can buy at a bakery and eat?
Lord, I'm telling you, we buy cheese straws and all kinds of cookies and cakes and pies and macaroons. All the macaroons, they're just absolutely delicious.
What do those look like? What are they like?
They're little round things.